Hello, welcome to Q&A with Perry A. about calcium bentonite clay. It's a beautiful day here in Texas. It's a little bit chilly in the 60s, but that's nice for where some of you are. So I want to thank Paul Mackey for hosting my show for me while I was in Florida in January, and I appreciate him filling in me for me occasionally so I can go out of town. He has the Nature's Cleansing Clay and is a good source of the clay, as is Cheryl McCoy and Apex Clay. Those are my standby people, and I really appreciate them and what they do. I wanted to tell you about some new information on the Bentonite Clay Info website. I made a brochure. We used to have a brochure called aboutclay.com, and the company took it down, and since I wrote the original one, I rewrote it and added a little bit, updated a little bit, and it's just an information piece on the website and on clay in general. And it'll tell you, you know, where the website is and how to sign up for the different things, some recommended books. It talks a little bit about general uses of calcium bentonite clay for external use, for internal use, how to identify a good clay. And then on the back there are some suggested readings. And, of course, my book, new book is up there. And I've gotten lots of comments from some of you on the new books, how much you like it. If you go to Amazon or to the Ex Libris website, if you go to theclaybook.com, that's the website of the book, and go like you're going to order, and there's a place there where you can leave a review. I'd appreciate it very much. Or if you ordered off of Amazon, you can leave a review there. It helps people understand what the book is about, and if you read the other one, most of you appreciate the new information and the deeper research and all the more updated material in it. So I'd appreciate that, asking that. I want to thank all of you who have contributed to the cost of producing this show. Everything I do, the website, the teleseminar, the mail outs, all of that runs around close to $3,000 a year. And I have found some cheaper ways of doing some business and lowered the cost some, so it's about $2,900 now. And we only started asking for contributions in July of last year, so that's only been like 6 months. And in that time, you all have contributed close to $700, which has lowered my expenses to $2,200 a year to keep all this information available to you. And the fact that that's just half a year, I am just very pleased. I appreciate it greatly. It is expensive, but I think it's necessary, and I'm happy to be the spokesperson and help you with your questions and things. So if you go to the website, bentoniteclayinfo.com, on the home page, you scroll down the bottom, you'll see a picture of the brochure. You can click on it and see front and back. And if you want to print it out, you can, and then you can just fold them over and give them to your friends. And if they want to know, a lot of you want to know if there's any information without them going to the website that you could hand out. And this is a great little information piece, kind of a starter to let them know what all the things you can do with the clay and all the things clay can do for you. So proud to introduce that. We'll probably be sending a mail out with the brochure attached, so anybody wants to download it, you can need to print it front and back, so you may want to just take the download on one of those little joysticks and take it up to Office Depot and ask you to print some front and back, and you know, get 25 or something. It doesn't cost very much, and then you can just fold them up and have them available, because a lot of you have been asking for different information. I have also have business cards if you need some. I'd be happy to send you some to pass around. once you start using clay, you get excited about it. You want to share it with everybody. So that's the way the clay goes. Okay, I'm going to go over to questions today. Tia in Livonia, Michigan. Ooh, I bet you're cold up there. I get chills thinking about it. What is the recommended daily amount, as in drinking, bathing, and applications for pain? And number two, initial start detox, how long do you, and daily maintenance. All that information is in a free booklet on the Bentonite Clay Info website called How to Kickstart Your Day with a Triple Swirling Bentonite Clay. So you don't have to take notes. I'm going to go over this with you, but you don't have to take notes. It's all right there for you, and you can open it or download it, print it out, or do whatever you want to with it. But for general detox, you want to drink 2 ounces of liquid 3 times a day for 21 days. So that's the length of time. That is supposed to be long enough to get parasites and the eggs they leave behind out of your body. It's best to take it, if you're doing a cleanse, the intention of cleansing your colon, it's best to do it on an empty stomach. But after you do your 21-day cleanse, you can take it any time. And if you just want to take the clay just to detox from freshly ingested toxins, and it just helps your whole digestive system. I have a gentleman recently that had severe acid reflux, and he was taking those purple pills and wanting to get off of them because he didn't like the side effect. And in the short time I was in Florida, he was our hostess there, I took a big jug of liquid clay, and we made him up another batch and left him there. And when I last talked to his wife, he's not taking the pills anymore. And he can go and eat the foods he enjoys without fear of consequences. So that was good to know. So you can start out with 2 ounces 3 times a day for 21 days. And then kind of drop off and back out and find your maintenance level. Everybody's may be different. You may want to continue the 2 ounces 3 times a day. You may want to try it twice a day. If you start feeling any discomfort again, kick it up. When you take it for a month or two, you'll notice your joint don't ache. Little things that used to bother you kind of go away. You notice you have more energy. You just feel better. I'm 78, and someone said, do you take naps? And I said, what in the world for? No, I don't take naps during the day. I stay up late, get up early, and pleased to have the energy to run all day. And I don't drink, what is it, Bull or whatever it is to caffeine you and pump you up. And I drink decaf coffee, too. So those are some of the things that'll do for you. When you pare down, you can drop it by an ounce if you want to each time and see what your maintenance level. Most people are between 1 and 2 ounces. That's where I like to stay. It keeps my pH in balance and just keeps me cleaned out. And any fresh toxins I ingest, it's gone from the mouth south. How long do you want to keep going? After you've reached your maintenance level, you can take clay the rest of your life. I've been taking it mostly on for 20 years now, and I love what it's done for my body. I love using it as a facial mask. My face isn't as wrinkled as most of the friends my age are. It just does great things for you, and it's not addictive. You can stop at any time, but it is totally beneficial to the body. So thank you for that question. And the daily maintenance, it's up to the individuals. If you're having digestive problems, you may want to increase it to 4 to 6 to 8 ounces 3 times a day. So it's adaptable to your body. It depends on what you're wanting to do. And applications for pain, you want to make the clay mask. It's a 1 to 3 plus. It's a 1 to 3, but you want the 1 cup of clay to be a little bit more. If you measure your clay at night, let it sit on the cabinet, you're going to notice it's not a cup in the morning. So clay packs and it tends to settle. So if you just measure a cup and there's loose clay in there, your mixture of 3 to 1 is going to be a little soupy. So kind of round it off a little bit, your 1 cup, make a little bit over a cup of clay to 3 cups of water. I like to mix all clays in a blender. I put my water in. I kind of sandwich the clay between the water so it won't splatter the clay. Start it off slow. Blend it for about 30 seconds and pour it into a container. If you're making the mash, you want a container that will hold that amount and not have a lot of air space, because the air tends to dry out the clay over time. The surface part will get dry and a little thicker. So don't get a 2-gallon container to put 3 cups of clay in, you know. So, but most people don't do that anyway. For bathing, generally it's a 1-cup clay bath once a week, weekly. Some people, if you know you have heavy metals, you may want to take 2 baths a week. But a maintenance bath would be one either weekly or twice a month. But to detox, if you've measured and you know you have heavy metals, lead, arsenic, cadmium, gallium, zinc, mercury, whatever all of those are, 2 baths a week using 1 cup of clay. You can use more. You can bathe daily. Now, we had a gentleman that had cirrhosis of the liver, and they'd given him 6 months to live, so they couldn't do anything for him. He started drinking the clay. He built up to 8 ounces 3 times a day. He put a poultice on his liver every day, and he was taking daily clay baths. He'd put the poultice on his liver at night. And he was taking daily clay baths, and in 6 months his liver had grown back 35%. In a year it had grown back 55%. So that's why we say everything is variable and it depends on your condition. Most people don't need that aggressive approach, but for him it was a lifesaver. And for drinking the clay on mixing it, it's a 1-to-8 ratio. So for ever how much clay you use, you want 8 times that amount of water in a blender. I like to make 32 ounces at a time. A single 1-ounce serving would have a teaspoon of clay and 2 ounces of water. That's for a single serving. But I like to mix it up in the blender and pour it into a quart container. So you use 4 cups of water and a 1/2 cup of clay. And I put in 2 cups of water, my 1/2 cup of clay, and 2 more cups of water. Blend it on high for 30 seconds. Pour it into your quart plastic, food grade plastic, or glass jar with a plastic lid. You don't want to store something with a metal lid. And all those directions are in the Kickstart book, and they're also in the new book, Calcium Bentonite Clay, Nature's Pathway to Healing. And you can find all that information on the bentonite clay information website. I think I answered everything there. And like I say, play around with it and find out what your needs are. Well, I didn't answer the applications for pain. So if you have arthritis, achy joints, you want to put the clay mass, the 1-to-3 ratio, on pretty thickly and then wrap it in some saran wrap. The reason we say to wrap it is so you won't get it all over your clothes while it's drying. You don't have to sit there, say if you've thrown your hands, with your hands up in the air until it dries. At night, you can put it on and leave it wet, wrap it in saran wrap, and put a glove on it or something. If you have it in your fingers, you know, you want to coat your fingers and just be generous with the clay and glob it on there, because it's going to move around a little bit when you wrap it in the plastic wrap. And a knee, again, if you're not hairy, and it's a small area, you can take a square of Glad Press and Seal. You get it at the grocery store. It's made by Glad. It's with the saran wrap, and it's sticky on one side. So you put your clay on and cut a square larger than where the clay is and press the dry edges around the area that you're putting the clay on. Say you have a ball or a sore that won't heal. You can put it on like that, and it will hold the wet clay in place. Sometimes you want to let the clay dry. It's a preference, so it works both ways. You know, for a facial, you definitely want to let it dry. You want to put it on, leave it on for about 30 minutes, let it dry, and your face will get concrete tight. I mean, if you put it on and you're just sitting there and all of a sudden you try to smile or talk, you can hardly move your face because it is dried so tightly, and it's cleansing, deep cleansing the pores as well as helping shrink some of those wrinkles up. And if you do a daily facial for a week, you're going to see a difference. Particularly elderly people when the skin starts sagging and bagging. It's excellent for that. There is an area in the book that tells about poultices, how to do one for your spine. You would want to cut a strip of the Glad Press and Seal, put the clay over the area, and lay the strip on top of that with the sticky side to your skin and press it down. And you can sleep with it on at night. Unless somebody slaps you in the back, the clay's not going to scoot out. So you can wear it under your clothes. When I had a pinched sciatic nerve, I got over it in 4 days, putting that over the nerve, the area where the nerve was. And I put one on at night, and I'd put one on the next morning. And then sometimes I would take a clay bath at night as well. So the book has 200 or 300, I don't remember how many applications, different applications. So it tells you how to use it for burns, insect bites, brushing your teeth, for your gums, shingles, wounds, open wounds. Open wounds you want to wrap, you don't want to put it on and let it dry. Chicken pox and shingles and poison ivy, it's okay to let it dry. If you want to put it on at night, you can. Anytime you put it on something like that, when it starts itching again, gently wash it off and put fresh clay on. Thank you for that question. It's a reoccurring question that we all like to hear and know. And again, you can go to the website and find the information printed there so you don't have to remember all I'm saying. And I know you are a nurse. It says Nurse Angel in your email address. So I hope you can use this with some of your patients. It's just so good for them, particularly older people who've lost circulation in their feet and legs, putting clay mask on their legs. It's going to feel cooling, and it's going to bring circulation, so it's wonderful for that. Jason, also from Livonia, what is the effect of metal in our body, such as infusion metals or pins in the ankle? Well, I have a pin in my ankle, and I can assure you drinking the clay or taking clay bath does not affect metals that you have, replacement metals you have in your body. Those metals do not deteriorate. It's the deteriorating metals that really bind with the clay. So the clay is not absorbed into the bloodstream as such. It doesn't go through the colon wall. It's not digested. So it never comes into contact with any metals or any dental aberrations that you have. All of those, I wore braces for 5 years and brushed my teeth with clay and used clay packs in my gums. I do that a couple of times, either weekly or a couple of times a month, just to keep my gums healthy and tight, and never bothered my braces. So they don't use anything in the body that's going to rust or deteriorate. Debbie in New York, would you kindly mention magnesium supplement and dosage that is appropriate to take should you encounter constipation while on bentonite clay? Thank you for that. 80% of the people who take the clay internally notice they have 3 good regular bowel movements a day. 20% tend to get constipated. It's whatever wherever your constitution is. It just adapts to different people. But it's an easy fix, and I like to use the magnesium supplement. If you look on the back, you want magnesium oxide, not magnesium caltrate, magnesium oxide. And they have it in 250 milligrams and 500 milligrams. I like the 250. Sometimes it's a little oblong tablet. One may suffice for you. You may need 2, and you can always cut them in half. I took 2 last night. I usually take 1 in the morning, but I was going good, and so I didn't take my 1 today. And it depends on what you eat and how much exercise you have. So you can rotate that. And what I like about the magnesium tablets is you get a pair of scissors and cut them in half and just take a half of one if you need it. Just find your happy place with them, and they will help you considerably. And, of course, we all need more magnesium anyway. So thank you for that question. Okay, Carol in Chicago. Hi, can you tell me how to treat bacteria and fungus, internal and external? Thank you. Very good to hear you back. Thank you, Carol. It's good to be back and good to see you up there. Bacterial infections, you want to apply the clay to topically. Internally, you want to drink it or use poultices if you know a specific area where the fungus has settled. Drinking it, taking clay baths, these are all uses to help get rid of it. I was talking to a gentleman yesterday who had an infection on his foot and ankle, and it has turned dark around it. It's swelling and it's cutting off the circulation. He said it looks like a scab over a boil or something. And I said, well, put the clay poultice on it, leave it overnight, and it may pull that little scab off and may start draining it if it needs draining. Whatever the clay does, it really helps with. If I had that skin-eating bacteria, I would get in clay immediately. I would grab it quick and put it on there so quick. I wish I could tell all these people to try that with it. They know it stopped the Beruli virus. That was a flesh-eating bacteria in Africa. They have treated people, and it was just eating up their muscles and everything, and they would make a cast of it and just leave it on there. And when they took it off, the flesh was filling back in. So, you want to use it internally, topically, and do the clay baths. Toenail fungus, smother that mother. Just glob clay on it and wrap it up in saran wrap and leave it on there. You can sleep with it on all night. The first time I did it, I felt a little tingling, and I had a pocket in my toe about halfway back that was kind of white, and the good pink toe was behind that. And the first time I put it on, I could feel a little tingling in my toe. It was like a gentle throbbing. It wasn't a painful throbbing. It was just a light sensation there. And I kept doing it daily, and after about a week, I thought, well, I can't tell any difference, and I'm not feeling anything, so I quit. And then later, I noticed my toenail was starting to grow out, so I had to give it time for the toenail bed to grow out to see that it really had helped it. And then I started using it like once a week just to make sure any of that was in there was out sufficiently. And you have to give your toenail time to grow out. It may take 6 months. Toenails grow generally pretty slow. I would definitely use clay. I've had people who've been exposed to mold who drank the clay, use a poultice over their liver and take clay baths. And one lady said it gave her back her life. She was on the couch. She had no energy, couldn't get up, couldn't do anything. And it really turned her life around. Another one from Carol. How successful is clay for IBS and related bowel problems? Thank you, and what's the best approach? Drinking clay. Drinking the clay is the best for that. It is very successful, but you need to be aggressive with the clay. Start it at 2 ounces, and each day add another ounce and build up to you're taking anywhere from 4 to 6 to 8 ounces. Now, I've talked about the lady that from Canada that had the severe colon problems. They wanted to operate and remove her colon and put her on a bag the rest of her life. Are they afraid when they got out there they'd have to remove all her bowels and just put her on a bag? She started drinking the clay while she was in the hospital. When she went in, she had a tapeworm in her liver, and she had 4 cysts on her liver. The smallest one was 7.5 inches long. So she started drinking 8 ounces of the clay. Well, she built up to 8 ounces of the clay 3 times a day. And her husband would bring it in to her, and the doctors didn't know about it. She's doing it on her own. And she started drinking it. In 2 weeks, they went into x-ray because they'd been giving her these antibiotics and stuff in case any of the tapeworm eggs got in her system, it wouldn't go systemic. So they've been treating her with this antibiotic. And they got it in there, and the tapeworm was gone. And the medicine they were giving was to treat the eggs, so coat the eggs so when they got out they would hatch into whatever they do, into the larva stage. So they couldn't find the tapeworm, and the cysts were all gone. There was one the size of her pinky fingernail. Well, she kept drinking it, and they had been treating her. She had irritable bowel syndrome, ulcerative colitis, polyps, leaky gut, and Crohn's disease. And the doctor said they had definitely seen Crohn's disease. She put a clay poultice on her lower stomach. And the next day, there was an area with a little red rash around it, a little circle. It was about 8 inches long. And said it looked like little horseshoes in there, little miniature horseshoe prints on her stomach. And she kept drinking the clay, and she'd had an obstruction. And she finally passed the obstruction, and after that, she was going to the bathroom real good. And eventually, where that obstruction had stretched out her bowel, the spleen fell into her colon, and they had to do emergency surgery to fix it before it went systemic and with the bile into her system. So when they operated, they ended up having to remove 8 inches of her colon, and the area they removed it from was right where she saw that little rash on her stomach after she had used a poultice. Now when she woke up, she had 5 doctors around amazed and wanted to know what she'd been doing to go from the colon of a 70-year-old to the colon of a 20-year-old, and she was 46 years old. And she said she'd been taking the clay, and one doctor said, "I know what Crohn's disease looks like when I see it. You definitely had it. There's no sign of it now. The ulcerative colitis has healed up, the polyps, everything is healed, and your colon looks great." So, yeah, that's what it did for her. And she was taking 8 ounces 3 times a day. I think now, given her history, she takes like 4 ounces 3 times a day. And she's a big believer that most people are too timid on taking clay, and they really don't take enough. And, okay, the next question is, will it help with leaky gut, too? Yes, it is supposed to help with that also. I think she had that in with it, everything she had. And that can be so pesky because you never know when something's going to happen and you can't go places. And but you need to take it, and at first it may get worse. A lot of times with clay, it gets worse before it gets better because it's pulling it up, pulling it to the source of where everything is so it can clean it out. So don't be alarmed if it gets worse for a day or two before it gets better. Don't stop taking it. Just keep in there. Get that colon cleared up. Right, good questions today. That's all we have for now in the questions. I'm going to go over to the conference line and see if we have any callers on the line who would like to answer a question. If you have a question, if you'll press star 2 on the phone, I can open your line and we can talk. So if you have a question or a testimonial to add, all right, here's one. Hello? You're on the line with Perry.
Yes, Perry. Hi, this is Alma from Baton Rouge.
Yes, how are you, Alma?
Hi, question. About how long did it take for the case study that you just described?
Can you talk a little louder?
Can you talk a little louder, honey? Yes.
Okay.
Yes. My phone was accidentally down. I'm sorry. About how long did it take for all of this to clear up? The case study you just mentioned, the lady who had all of the irritable bowel, et cetera, the colon of the 70-year-old. About how long did it take from the beginning of her?
She was taking it for 4 months before they did the surgery and found everything was healed.
So she really didn't need the surgery.
Well, she needed she had had a big obstruction. And they couldn't get it out. It was deep in her colon. And when she finally moved that, the clay finally moved that out, she said it was painful and hard, but after she got rid of that, her bowel started moving well. And where that obstruction had lodged there for so long, it made a weak spot, and I don't know what she was doing, but they said the spleen fell into the colon, so it ruptured the colon. And that's when they had to do the emergency surgery. And they had taken out the area, just the amount where that rash had showed up on her stomach when she did a poultice over her lower stomach. But she had been drinking it for 4 months. And in that time, we don't know when it cleared up. It probably cleared up a lot less than that, but that's how long they had been treating her, and she had been taking the 8 ounces 3 times a day.
Right. I thought of one other question while I was at it. I had asked you before about giving clay to a cat or kitten that had diarrhea, and we discussed that. And I forgot to ask you, we talked about it, but I don't remember. Does clay also kill any parasites?
Yes. Intestinal parasites. Okay. It won't get heartworms in dogs, but it will get intestinal parasites.
Okay, well,
it doesn't kill them, it captures and carries them out. Now, your DE, your diatomaceous earth, will cut them to shreds and kill them. But the clay captures the parasites. The parasites crave the clay. They let go of the host wall and they go to the clay, and they're carried out in your stool. Usually within a week of being on clay, you may notice it.
Can you give both clay and DE at the same time so that they pass out and they're dead instead of alive? Or maybe you wouldn't want to do that. You wouldn't want to do both.
Well, I wouldn't take them at the same time. I'd take one day and one the next.
Right.
I don't know if they would counter each other. So.
Right.
I would do it that way.
I mean,
you want to do both of them.
About the DE, someone had mentioned one time that, I wouldn't take that because of, you know, the cutting. It could do that damage inside your stomach, you know, the cutting up or whatever. And I countered with, well, the farmers have given it to the livestock for years and years and years, you know.
I don't know why it can kill the parasites and not people, but evidently it doesn't.
Right. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. All right, with anyone else on the line who would like to say a comment or something? This has been good today. I was afraid I would lose all my listeners because I had been gone for a while. And so I'm thrilled to know that y'all are still there with me. And let me slip over and see if there are any more questions coming in. while I was gone. Sometimes that happens. Nope. No more questions. And I'll ask one time if anybody else wants to ask me a question. So it looks like everybody has all the information they need. Be sure and go to bentoniteclayinfo.com and take a look at the brochure. If anybody wants any of my business cards, I'll be happy to send them to you because I'm always happy to answer questions. And, you know, we just want to get the information out there. Whoops, I have another one here. Hello. This is Perry.
Hello.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Uh-huh.
Hi, Perry. You answered a question for me earlier. This is Tia from Livonia. Angel nurse. I have a friend of mine who has severe RA, and they want to start chemo on her. So, as you know, she's on a lot of medications and so forth. And she doesn't want to do that. She's pretty much in bed all the time. What would you recommend her starting clay on, and how much?
Okay, she's got rheumatoid arthritis.
Yes, and she's a little leery of taking it internally. So, and I really
I wish she would. It really helps when you take it internally, and I can send you some testimonials. There'll be on the website. I'd looked under arthritis. There's some website, and there was a lady there with rheumatoid arthritis also. You know, she just takes it away from her medicine, call the pharmacy, and ask how long it takes to take her medicine. And then she can, you know, after once she's absorbed her medicine, she can take the clay.
And that's what I do with my fiance right now, who has 3 pinched nerves. And we have been going through therapy and so forth for 3 months now. And I started him actually on the clay a week ago. And since that week, as of yesterday, has not been on any pain medications. He was due to have an injection of steroid on the 15th, and he's actually going to cancel that because he's so back to his premium area. So we're hoping that that continues, and he does drink it internally, a detox twice a week with a bath, and I've put the pulse on his back a couple times.
Good. Excellent. Excellent. It really, really works. I had a severe pinched sciatic nerve, and I was hopping to the house. I had ridden with a friend in a golf cart, and I had a broken ankle 40 years ago, and I was putting all my weight on that leg because we were going across a cow pasture, boogity boogity, and bouncing around, and there were 3 of us in the golf cart. And I was just trying to keep from being shot out of it like a rocket.
Oh, my gosh.
And when the time I got home, I couldn't put any weight on my right leg. And I went in and took a clay bath and a poultice. And I woke up the next morning thinking I wouldn't be able to get out of bed because it really grabs you when you've been relaxed and you try to stand up. And
right.
It didn't hurt.
It didn't hurt.
And the only time it hurt was when I put all my weight on that leg. And as long as I felt that little tinge, I did the poultice and the clay bath, and I was over it in 4 days.
Well,
The first time I ever had it, I didn't know about clay, and it took me 3 months in therapy, and they just made it worse.
I didn't know about the clay either, and I sent you an email with the pictures of my knee and the swelling from my bad knee that I've been dealing with, and I'm actually down 2.5 inches today, almost 1 more inch back to normal to where my other knee is in measurements. So,
wow.
It was pretty bad, and I think I had sent you an email and with those photos and my testimonial with that. But if I can take your time for just another minute, I do have one more question.
Sure.
And that relates to diabetes, high sugar. I have a sister who is battling with this, and I want to know what the results might be, or any testimonials or research that you know of as to how it helps with sugars.
We have had quite a few testimonials. If you go on that website and look under diabetes, their testimonies, lowering their blood sugar, their alcohol, blood sugar and their some people have lowered their blood pressure. Now, blood pressure is kind of like constipation. It can go either way. So, you know, kind of monitor it when you're taking it. And if you're one of those people that have really high pressure, sometimes the drinking it doesn't lower it, but putting poultices on the inside of your upper arm, and putting the mud on there and wrapping saran wrap about and sleeping with it on from your elbow to your armpit, that fleshy part of your underarm, is supposed to lower the blood pressure. But yes, there are some, quite a few testimonials there for lowering the blood sugar and getting people off who are not juvenile diabetics, who are just adult onset diabetes. Mm-hmm. They've gotten them off their medicine.
Okay. And where would I find your book as a holistic healer to utilize as well?
If you would like to order it wholesale, I can give you a phone number. I publish through Ex Libris, so their phone number is, do you have something to write with?
Yes, ma'am.
It's 888-519-5121.
Okay.
Extension 5022. And tell them you want to set up a wholesale account.
Okay, great, great. I appreciate that. And now, can I ask about the brands of clay a little bit, or is that too much of my question today?
No, as long as you ask, I can tell you my favorite clay.
I am using Redmond clay compared, so I'm wanting to know how you feel about the quality of that clay.
It's, you know, if I didn't know the better clay, I would go with Redmond. Redmond's a good clay, but I've had people tell us they get better results with ours. Redmond is a little grittier, and of course it has the sodium. I'm so sensitive to salt, I can taste it.
Okay.
But have you ever tried the Living Clay brand?
I have not. As I stated before, I had bought a small bag of clay a couple of weeks ago. We were using that. And then I kind of discovered the more uses of clay, and then I just ordered, which probably won't last us very much, just a 6-pound bucket of the Redmond. So when that's done, I had thought about trying the Living Clay as well.
I can give you two sources of the Living Clay distributors that give real good discounts.
Oh, okay.
And one of them is our website moderator, Cheryl McCoy. And her phone number, I think her husband answers the phone for it, is it's 906-221-3931, and it's apexclay.com is the website.
Okay. All right.
And
we'll
then the other one, they're in Michigan, and then there's one in Texas, Paul Mackey, who hosted the show for me last month when I was gone. And his phone number is 432-218-7586.
Okay. And you said Ms. McCoy was in Michigan?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I'm also in Michigan, too, so I'll probably go with try that connection.
Yeah,
I'll
probably save you postage. Tell them I sent you, and they'll treat you. They give good service, and they're both very knowledgeable about clay.
Thank you very
much.
But
the company, the new company, doesn't give many discounts, and they always have a discount going, so.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm not going to take up much more time. I'm sure other people have questions, so I want to thank you for the webinar and all your information. I'm on your site every day, it seems like, so.
Excellent. Well, anytime you have a question, feel free to call me.
Thank you, Perry.
Thrilled
thank
to
you.
Be happy to spread this around, and I love talking to nurses because they can do so much benefit. If you ever run across anybody with shingles, put a poultice on it. There's no need to suffer. And don't let them amputate until you bring the circulation back with clay.
I've been a Western medicine nurse for 30 years, and I have done a complete shift over the last year and a half from Western to holistic, and getting people to open their eyes to things is really amazing. So, but I'm a true believer in it. As a nurse myself, I will sway from a doctor's office any day of the week. Like, I'm myself.
I agree with you. And thank you for your questions, because every time someone asks a question, we all learn from it.
Thank you very much, and y'all have a beautiful day.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Wow, that was nice. Okay, I'm going to check again and see if any questions have come in. Takes me a while to get back to the place. Okay, Kara wants to know if you want to detox your brain, can I do it externally? Thank you. I don't know for sure, but I would definitely try. I would get the clay mud and put it on the area wherever the discomfort is, and I'd put it on pretty thick and put a hairnet over it. I mean, not a hairnet, a shower cap over it, and just leave it on there as long as you can, and then wash it out. And you may want to use a conditioner after you wash your hair, because if your hair is coarse, it's going to feel real coarse. And if it's fine, you love the clay, and some people just use it as a shampoo because it gives them a lot more body. And I now would also drink it too. We just don't know. Through enzymatic action, the clay isn't absorbed into the bloodstream, but there are insides in the body that can attach to the clay particle, and they work together as a catalyst and a co-creator. They can actually make peptide chains, amino acids, proteins, and minerals that the body is deficient in that the clay doesn't even contain. So we never know the extent that what clay can do, and I never underestimate the power of clay. So I would not only drink it and take the clay baths, because if it's going to the brain, it's running through your blood system and getting into your muscles, and you want to detox the whole body that way too. Thank you for that question, and good luck with that. Let me know how it works. All right, what a day. Good day, good questions, and good friends. It's so good to see some of you on here. I missed you, and I was afraid while I was gone I wouldn't hear from anybody again. So thanks, Tia, for your questions, and Alma. And you all have a wonderful day. If you're up north in Michigan, we'll bundle up. And if you're down south, get outside and enjoy the sunshine. The redbud trees are trying to bloom here, and I'm sure we'll get another cold spell, but it's nice the way it is right now. So have a great day, and this is Perrier signing out.